This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyina wa habibina wa qurrati a'yunina. Muhammad ibn Abdillah. Alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Afdalu salati wa atamu taslim. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. As always, I commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is no doubt our creator, nourisher, protector, and sustainer. I ask him, the Lord of all worlds, the exalted, to shower his choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I advise myself and that all of you all present here to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be conscious of Him azza wa jal during every single second of our lives, if we wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. To proceed, during the course of last week, I received very saddening news about three tragedies. Tragedy number one, the passing away of a very senior scholar from our land, more specifically from the East. He has contributed a lot. He passed away in his 80s. Tragedy number two, the passing away of a senior member of a family that is close to me. He was diagnosed with gastritis, but repeatedly the doctors kept telling him that his heart was in a very good condition and that he had no heart-related issues. He was on his way to the doctors. He suddenly collapses and passes away. The third tragedy, the passing away of a very young individual who was in the prime of life. He was furthering his studies abroad and he passed away in his 20s. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we all shall return. I start off by praying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive all three of them, should bless the three of them, should grant them high ranks in paradise, and may He also grant the families of the deceased beautiful patience to go through this particular trial of losing their loved ones. Ameen. And just yesterday, one of the families of the aforementioned individuals who have passed away, they reached out to me. And I consoled them by sharing a hadith with them. A hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. I shared it with them. And as a matter of fact, I also posted it on my Facebook page this morning. And the hadith is, I would like to share it with you all. It has been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who is reported to have said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once said that Allah azza wa jal said, this is a hadith Qudsi. A hadith Qudsi is basically the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have been reported to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We don't consider it to be Quran, but rather it is from the ahadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Allah azza wa jal states, and this has been reported to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have, please listen to me attentively, it's a beautiful hadith. I have nothing to give my faithful servant except paradise. I have nothing to give my faithful servant except paradise if I cause his or her dear relative or friend to die and he or she remains patient. Let me repeat the beautiful words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for educational purposes. I have nothing. And this is Allah Azza wa Jal stating this. Our Maker is stating this. I want you all to internalize these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have nothing to give my faithful servant except paradise. Except Jannah. Except paradise. If I cause, Allah is saying this, if I cause his or her dear relative or friend to die and he or she remains patient. No sooner I shared this hadith with them, the family started to tear and cry. Wallah. Because honestly, it strikes such a beautiful and emotional chord within us. Just think of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how merciful He is. He is taking something from us, yes, only to reward us. Only to reward us with paradise. Only to reward us with Jannah. Look at how merciful He is. Yes, I know, it is painful. It is so painful to feel the vacuum, to lose a loved one. But think of it this way. They have moved on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have moved on to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. They have gotten closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they wouldn't want you to be sad. Death is not the end, but rather it is the beginning of a new life, the eternal life of the hereafter. They have gotten closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than you and I. They are much closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the beginning of a completely new chapter in their lives. So it is upon us. Yes, we are sad, we pray for them, but we shouldn't go into this state where we completely lose focus, we become depressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such situations. Because say you hold on to patience, beautiful patience here. As Allah says in the Quran, when talking about the loss of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, what did He say? For sabrun jameel, patience is beautiful. And that's why I keep reiterating beautiful patience, because there are varying levels of patience, which time does not permit for me to go into. But you hold on to this beautiful patience, where you don't complain, you don't grumble, you don't whine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward your loved one, obviously, and He is going to reward you with Jannah as well. At the end of the day, you and I, we are all headed down the same path. Once Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes into the Baqi' cemetery, Maqbaratul Baqi', he goes into the Baqi' graveyard, he goes in and he addresses the martyrs inside there who were buried in there. He greets them, and this was generally the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is upon us as well. Whenever we go into a graveyard, we greet the inhabitants of the graves. We say, Assalamu alaikum ahl al-diyar. We greet them. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he begs by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive them. Should forgive them of their sins, should raise their ranks. He prays for them. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reflects, and it has been recorded, because he states, peace be upon you, O inhabitants of the graves. Peace be upon you, O inhabitants of the graves. The morning that dawns upon you is more relieving, okay, than the morning that dawns upon the living. Listen to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam attentively. The morning that dawns upon you is more easy, is more relieving upon you than the morning that dawns upon the living. Afflictions and trials are approaching like cloudy lumps of a dark night, the last of which follows the first, the last one becoming more evil than the first one. The last trial follows the first, and the last one being more evil, more worse than the first one. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caps off the address by stating, we are also coming to you. We are also coming to you. We the living are also coming to you. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we too are trekking down the same path. This life is temporary, and I'm coming to that reminder. But before that, I would like to pray for all the loved ones that you and I, we have lost. As per how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pray for them. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum waghsilhum min al-khataya bil ma'i wath-thalji wal barad. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pray for them. Allahumma ighfir lahum, wa Allah forgive them. Wa'fu anhum, wa Allah pardon them. Wa akrim nuzulahum, wa Allah raise their ranks. وَغْسِلْهُمْ مِنَ الْخَطَايَا بِالْمَاءِ وَالثَّلْجِ وَالْبَرَدِ. And O Allah, forgive their sins, cleanse them of their sins with hail, snow, water and ice. Now you might wonder why the variations here. Just imagine if you were to take a garment, a clothing, and if you were to wash it with hail, if you were to wash it with snow, if you were to wash it with ice, and if you were to wash it with water, would any dirt remain on that garment? Nothing would remain. And this is for emphasis. O Allah, cleanse them completely of their mistakes, forgive them, and grant them a high rank in paradise. Ameen. And I pray that for all of our loved ones, the ones we have lost. Ameen. So having consoled the families of the deceased, now I move on to the two reminders that I would like to share with you all. The first reminder being in regard to this temporary life and how futile this life is. Now go back to the, because see, whatever happens in our lives, be them good experiences or sad experiences, you need to be able to deduce lessons. Look at the three tragedies. The first tragedy was a senior scholar. Like I said, he passed away in his 80s. The second tragedy, he passed away in his 50s. The third tragedy, he passed away in his 20s. Subhanallah. What do you understand from this? What we clearly understand is that none of us know when we are going to move on to the next realm. None of us know when the angel of death is going to come and stand in front of us. You can be old, and yes, the angel of death may come to you. You can be just about to retire, and then the angel of death may come to you. You may be in the prime of your life, with many ambitions ahead of you, and yet the angel of death can come to you. The question here now, the million-dollar question is, are you prepared to meet the angel of death? Are you prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if you are not prepared to meet your Maker, then you are doomed. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all. So this is a question that we need to keep asking ourselves. We need to keep introspecting ourselves, where we keep preparing ourselves for the next world. Each time we hear of such news, it needs to make us more focused. And it needs to help us to prioritize where we fixate our focus towards the hereafter. Look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said unto Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Ibn Umar was obviously the son of Umar radiallahu anhu. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds him. He was a young companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He holds him by his shoulder and he tells him, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib aw abir as-sabil." Be in this world or live in this world like a stranger or a passerby or a traveler. Say for example, you're transiting in a particular country. You're not necessarily going to unpack. You're not necessarily going to purchase a house. You're not necessarily going to purchase a vehicle because you're just transiting. It's a temporary station. Say you're moving from here to Noarelia perhaps and you're stopping in Kandy for a little. Say even if you're permanently moving over to Noarelia and if you're stopping by to rest in Kandy, you're not necessarily going to do or make any permanent decisions in Kandy because you know everything is temporary there. Likewise, this worldly life is temporary. But think about it. Just introspect in regard to your priorities. We're spending so much of time to secure mansions, to secure expensive vehicles, none of which is haram, as long as you've got your priorities straight. If you have fixated your focus towards the hereafter and you're working in regard to this worldly life as well, there's no harm in it because Allah says in the Quran, وَبْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek the eternal abode of the hereafter and do not forget your portion of this world. So I'm not necessarily saying that you need to wear tattered garments and walk around in the streets thinking about the hereafter. That's not what the Quran states. You're supposed to work for this worldly life as well. But make sure that you don't forget about the hereafter. The life where you're going to live forever and ever and ever. Think about it, if you're putting so much of effort for this worldly life where you're going to spend at the very most 60 to 70 years, then how much of effort you need to be putting in regard to a life where you're going to live for an eternity, forever and ever, 100,000, 100,000 years, even much more. Infinity never ends, eternity never ends, you're going to live forever and ever. And the only period you're going to get to invest in that life is this world. Once you move on to the next realm, you're not going to be given an opportunity to do anything for that world. And remember, the only size, I repeat this often, the only size of regret of the dwellers of Jannah will be that, oh, I should have said one more Subhanallah. I should have said one more Alhamdulillah. I should have said one more Allahu Akbar. For if I had said one more Subhanallah, if I had said one more Alhamdulillah, if I had said one more Allahu Akbar, if I had said one more Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim, a tree would have been planted in my orchards, a garden would have been planted for me, a mansion would have been built for me. This is the only regret that you will have in that world. So make sure that you do as much as possible in terms of securing a good life in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to prioritize accordingly and do so. Ameen. The second reminder is to cherish your loved ones. Cherish your loved ones before it's too late. If your parents are alive with you right now, cherish them. Because you could lose them any moment. It could be on your way back after the masjid home, you could get a call saying that perhaps, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly I'm making dua, may Allah protect our parents, those of us, you know, our parents who are alive, may Allah grant them long and healthy lives. But the stark reality is, just imagine if you were to get a call stating that your parent is being admitted into the hospital and his or her condition is serious. Think about your mental state. You would think, oh, how I wish I'd spent more time with my mom. How I wish I'd spent more time with my father. Oh, there were small issues. How I wish that patched up things with them. If things are sour with your parents, don't wait till it's too late. Right after the salah, take your phone, call them up, apologize, say sorry, and patch things up before it's too late. Cherish your loved ones, cherish your spouse, cherish your children, cherish all of them. Because at the end of the day, this is a temporary life, and you might lose them any time, or you might move away from this world. So once again, prioritize. At times we get so carried away in this rat race where we are running behind materialistic possessions. We keep pacifying ourselves by saying, I'm doing all of this for my family, I'm doing all of this for my family, whilst we never end up spending time with our family. That's the reality. We think to ourselves, oh, I'm running to the office, I'm traveling all over the world, I'm doing all of this to provide a good life for my family, whilst our families are pining away for us. What's the point? What's the point of earning in millions and millions if you, my dear brother, is not spending time with your family, if you're not spending time with your wife, if you're not spending time with your children? Your children yearn for you, and when you come home in the evening, they come running to you, they clamor over you, they try to speak to you, they try to do all of that, and you chase them away. Why? Because you're tired, you're stressed out, you go flop on the bed, you sleep, next day morning you're running again. It's a rat race. We're running behind this worldly life. So prioritize once again. Spend more time with your family. Spend quality time with them. And improve your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, that is what matters. You move away all these materialistic veils, and then you will understand, you will realize as to what really matters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors of clear understanding for all of us. May He forgive all of our sins. May He forgive the sins of all those who have passed away in the last week, in the months before. All of our loved ones, may He forgive their sins. May He accept our good deeds. And just as how He unites us here in this masjid, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. With that I conclude. Ameen wa akhir da'wa. Yani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.